And today on I Stand, we're just going to talk a little bit about music and maybe get you through your commute and maybe some calming words, or just do a little studying with it and connecting the two together and having a wonderful day and looking to the Lord always. And first I want to start off with faith. I mean, how can you overlook the story of faith when it comes to a man like Daniel? Everybody out to get him, and he did not back off from praying and doing what he should, and then you go and you see that in Daniel chapter 6:16, the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of the lions. Now the king spoke and said unto Daniel, "Thy God, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee." Of course, you can hear the sarcasm in that. They're not buying it. They don't care. They don't like being underwritten, right? Well, they of course, throw him in. And I think the best part is we know what happens. After they sealed him in, knowing that he wasn't going to make it out, at least in their minds, we move on to verse 22, and he says, "My God has sent his angel and has shut the lions' mouths, and they have not hurt me, for as much as before innocence was found in me, and also before thee, O king, I have done no wrong." Then the king was exceedingly glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So that Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him, because he believed in his God. And then 24, it's really cool, because the king was mad. I mean, he was really upset that they were wronging him like this, and he truly was thankful that he was still alive. So we go to 24, and he says, "And the king commanded, and they brought those men which had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions, them, their children, their wives. And the lions had mastery of them, and broke all their bones into pieces. Every one came out of the bottom of the den." They just got destroyed. You talk about justice served. Well, you don't like somebody and you want to go after them. Well, just don't. Just keep looking to the Lord. Don't let anybody back you off that solid foundation. And it's really incredible. We go to Daniel chapter 10, 12. And this is my favorite part. The Lord says, "Then said he unto me, Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to humble thyself before God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words." Just incredible. And we have such an incredible Lord that, we go from faith to hope, and I love reading the Word, and I know I harp on it a lot, and it's because it's important, that one-on-one time you spend. And let's go to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, and says, "Now faith is the realization of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen." And then couple that with Romans chapter 15, verse 13, "Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost." You know, I mean, we're never alone. We're absolutely never alone. Moses in the wilderness. I mean, yeah. Imagine wandering 40 years. We get so caught up in the little things, we don't realize how wonderful it is just to be known by our Lord, and just to have that hope. And just believing and having the faith, there's just no way to put it. And that brings me to this song, talking about faith and hope, and this wonderful song to get you going, and it's a song called Confidence by Sanctus Real, and a really wonderful song I've discovered in the last few months, and play this one for you guys, and enjoy. All right, Sanctus Real. Yeah, you know, I really love those guys, and if you could only hear a clip, it's because you're not listening to it on the Anchor app. Otherwise, go check it out, Confidence by those guys, and download it to whatever you got and just add it to your playlist. It's a wonderful song, and it picks me up every time I listen to it, so hopefully it does the same for you guys. And continuing through here, the next thing I want to talk about is pretty much when you come to the Lord, you got to read, like I say, and Matthew 6:33, but seek first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, and all these things be added to you. Yeah, I mean, the world that we've made for ourselves is simply not important. What we think is important isn't. That's that 100% grabbing on and holding on to the Lord and letting him guide you. You have to let your guard down. You have to allow him to have control, and without doing that, you miss all the blessings that come with it, and the true guidance. You go to Matthew 10:38-39, and anyone who does not take up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Case in point, you're chasing the wrong idols, the money, the different things. You know, he promises us that he'll take care of us, and you know, the birds get their food, he makes sure they eat. So why wouldn't we think the same? And you just got to give it to him. And I mean, you go to Colossians, and go to Ephesians 1:22-23, and God put all things under Jesus' feet and gave him head over all things to the church, which is the body and fullness of him who fills all in all. And it's true. I mean, you give yourself up entirely. You wholeheartedly grab onto the Lord. He fills in the places, the gaps. Your desires become his desires are your desires. It's where it's all at. And, you know, you just have to go to Proverbs and look at chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. And just, again, it's reiteration that we can't do anything on our own, never have been able to. And I just really wish that people would just grab onto the Lord and pray that everybody is getting out of life what they need to get out of life, and truly the only way is the narrow way, and that's his way, and we can't find it without him. So let's grab onto him, and let's do it that way. And without further ado, let's listen to this next song. I really love the song. Again, all this music the Lord gave me, I didn't listen to any of this stuff, so this is all new, but so wonderful, and so wonderful how grounded these bands are. And this is a song called On My Own by Ashes Remain, and they touch on a lot of what we're speaking on here, and enjoy it, and we'll keep on hitting it. So here's Ashes Remain, On My Own. And that was Ashes Remain on My Own. Love that song. Like I said, if you don't have the Anchor app, then you gotta download it wherever you got it. But just like I say, add it to your playlist. It's worth having, and man, it picks you up at just the right time. Make sure you're laying it all down and letting the Lord take you places. And from there, I want to go to Psalms and tell them to really get you going. Be one after the Lord's heart. Well, Psalms chapter 119, verse 25 through 40 says, "My soul clings unto the dust. Revive me according to thy word. I have declared my ways, and thou answered me. Teach me thy statutes. Make me understand the way of the precepts, so I meditate on the wondrous works. My soul weeps for the grief. Strengthen me according to thy word. Remove from me the way of lying, and grant me the law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth, and the judgments I laid before me. I have stuck unto the testimonies, O Lord, put me not to shame. I will run the way of commandments, of thy commandments, when thou shalt enlarge my heart. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Give me the understanding, and I shall keep thy law, yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein I do delight. Cause me to long for thy testimonies, and not to covetousness. Turn away my eyes from worthless things, and revive me in thy way. Establish thy word unto thy servant, who is devoted to fearing thee. Turn away from my reproach, which I fear, for thy judgments are good. Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Revive me in the way of righteousness." The Lord is righteous. The Lord is right. And it's hard. Nobody's perfect. We make mistakes every day. We repent often. It's just wonderful to read things like that, and just knowing that you can excel. I mean, he can guide you in absolutely anything and everything. The Holy Spirit within you teaches you and just brings you through the Word in the most wonderful ways, and builds you up on the absolute rock foundation of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I'm going to take this to 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 23 through 27. I love Paul. He says, "And this I do for the gospel's sake, that I might be partakers thereof with you. Know you not which run in a race, run all, but one receiveth the prize. So run that you may obtain. And every man that competes for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore run, not as uncertainty, so fight I, not as one that breathe the air, but as I discipline my body and bring it to subjection, lest by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be disqualified." And he's talking about people competing for the corruptible crown. I mean, that's just like I was talking about before, where we're coveting our homemade, what we've created here on earth as our prize, as heaven, you know, keeping up with the Joneses. He's talking about he's got to let the Holy Spirit guide him. He's got to fight the flesh every day. You're killing the flesh. You're getting rid of your fleshly desires, the want to please oneself. You can't give in to the temptations of the flesh, and it's difficult, but he'll work you through it, and it's work. Even Paul, as awesome as he is, talks about the struggle every day. So we know we're not alone, and the Lord knows that we're working, and we just gotta keep that going. And with that, I want to end with the wonderful last song here. It's got everything to do with it. It's called "Soul on Fire" by Third Day. And these guys, again, another band that the Lord gave me, and it's just, it's so pick me up, man. I'll do other songs as well on other podcasts, but these ones just kind of laid together, and I wanted to throw it out there for you guys. And again, this is "Soul on Fire" by Third Day. Enjoy. Yeah, awesome song. And again, that was Third Day, "Soul on Fire." Great song again. Got to have the Anchor app. You want to hear the whole thing. Otherwise, you got a clip. Add that to your playlist. And just want to end this thing with some wonderful words from the Lord from Hebrews, verse 5. Chapter 13, verse 5, sorry. "Let your conduct be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have, for he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." Just wonderful. His ways are so much higher than ours, and I'm just so thankful for that every day. I'm thankful for anybody who got to listen to this. I pray it was helpful and maybe even opened your eyes to some other music, and we'll do it again, and you guys have a wonderful day. God bless and love you all.